says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. I'm James Kelso, your host. The program is live. With us tonight, Paul Fromm from his base in Canada. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, so glad to do it.
And the Paul Fromm, folks, is the man working on an upcoming book on the crisis for white folks in South Africa. And this is a book we will promote nonstop on this show. And, well, we'll make sure that all of you get a copy. It's a badly needed book. Paul is also the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, and would be on our board of directors if he were an American citizen. The sponsor of this show is the American Freedom Party. So please investigate who we are at theamericanfreedomparty.us. Now, yesterday I promised, I realized in the middle of the show that there was a new book out and that it was number one on Amazon. And let me go to that book right now. And I said I'd have a copy for you tonight. I do. It is Devil's Bargain, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, and the Storming of the Presidency. So I've got a copy of that right in front of me. Just a Kindle version. I'll get a paper version in the mail shortly. But we'll take a little bit of a look at this. It's very good news for us. The author of the book, Joshua Green, is pretty darn friendly to Steve Bannon, and has tracked him sort of coincidentally, he sort of stumbled into this book. He's been following Steve Bannon since before the Trump phenomenon erupted onto the scene. And so he's followed the career of Steve Bannon as Steve Bannon was looking, in a sense. He was looking for Donald Trump, Steve Bannon was. He was looking for someone who could take the populist path in politics that Steve Bannon was utterly convinced would work. Turns out Steve Bannon was right. A true populism, just a clean, all-American populist approach would win. He knew it. And he was looking for that all-American populist to espouse it. And he found that man in Donald Trump. And that led to the greatest revolution in politics in our lifetimes, maybe the greatest revolution in politics in the history of the world, very possibly. So we'll refer back to that book a little bit tonight. George, our East Coast correspondent, is not with us so far tonight. But we invite you to join Paul and myself at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll try to make your hour worthwhile here, give you a little information that you will value. And, I'll tell you what, folks, history has accelerated, and we're all very busy now. And so we don't want to waste your time on this show. We want to make sure that when we arrive here, we've got something good and interesting for you. The hour of your valuable time that you invest in this show will be well spent. And it will, and also that what we're doing will now mesh together. Our efforts will mesh together with the efforts of folks like Steve Bannon and Donald Trump into a real renaissance for our people. And that we can start working as a team. And I'm very proud of this show. We've been on the team since the day, the minute we launched this show. We've never lost our zip and our zing for in believing in what Donald Trump has done. And it turns out we were believing all along in what Steve Bannon was believing. We didn't even know it. We didn't even know that Steve Bannon was part of the fuel for all of this. We found that out months into the Trump campaign. We got to meet this new person, Steve Bannon, who was the editor at Breitbart. And so it's all come together in this book, Devil's Bargain. I'm going to read the whole thing after the show tonight, and then I'll have gems and pearls from it for you to further elucidate tomorrow.
Here is some, there's lots of good news, but here's a headline. Trump ends covert CIA program to arm anti-Assad rebels in Syria. And this was a move sought by Moscow.
Nice.
Bashar al-Assad is really Syria's best hope. He heads a party that, going back to the time of his father, protected the Christians, his own sort of semi-Muslim minority, the Alawites, and various others in Syria. He's really the only hope for stability, and ISIS and various other factions, and of course the Syrian resistance funded by the United States have struggled for 5 years to undermine him. And I think this is a key and important decision.
Now run that by me, Paul. This is good news. Run it by me again, so I get the drift.
Okay. Well, Donald Trump has ordered the CIA to stop arming the anti-Assad rebels.
Oh, that is immense. You are right, Paul. You are absolutely correct, sir. That's an immense event. Very good. And that's great. Isn't that great, folks, to see Donald Trump give the CIA an order? You know, stand down, boys. Stop doing what you've been doing. It ain't working. That's beautiful. That's beautiful leadership. You're right. That is this now we're seeing here, that just as Trump and Putin put together a ceasefire for southwestern Syria, this is also in effect a ceasefire, cease and desist to the CIA on keeping this stupid warfare going. Wow.
Work out a political solution and then get...
Hey, guys, sorry. I don't know what happened. Speaking connection. No, maybe.
Okay, sorry about that. Disarm them, get them to the negotiation table and end this war. So many of the patriotic people who fled, and there are many of them, they just want to get back to their home and rebuild it, and that's perfectly good. We don't need these refugees flooding into North America. We need to bring about some degree of peace and get them to go back home. I mean, that's the solution. And as long as Obama was in charge, that wasn't going to happen. And Hillary Clinton wanted war. We've got a president that I think is going to arrange things along with President Putin to bring about a ceasefire and eventually peace.
Yes, verifying that Donald Trump is a peace president, and he understands George Washington's view of the great American presidents, which began with George Washington in his farewell address, and of course he was aware of it during his presidency. The idiocies of other civilizations, of other cultures, semi-civilized and otherwise, are not our business. And so we don't need to, who ends up on top, who's right, who's wrong, all keeping score in all of these wars outside of America that do not involve Europeans, really not any of our business. So the right thing in Syria is disengagement. Whether Bashar al-Assad is a good guy, a bad guy, or indifferent, he's the guy that's there. And how Syria turns out, you know, is not our business. We don't want to be in the business of guaranteeing that, you know, the Syrians get a good life, and the Iranians, and the Iraqis, and the Indians, and the Pakistanis, and the Nigerians. They all have to have a good life, and it's somehow our responsibility to make that happen. No, not at all. America first, and whatever these guys do with their countries, let them have at it. Our only interest is where they're, something directly impinges on America's direct national interests, then we can insert ourselves to some degree, but a minimal degree. I like the story you're reporting, Paul. It's big.
Yeah, I think it's more of an example of the leadership that he's showing. And, those people who were impatient, and I understand the impatience, wanting everything to be changed overnight, always unrealistic. But I think he's definitely pushing absolutely in the right direction. And also something I found interesting today, he had lunch with the Republican senatorial caucus and was strongly urging them to get their act together and pass to repeal Obamacare and pass a decent replacement. As I was mentioning last night, I really think that the credibility of the Republican Party is on the line.
Yes. I'm looking at a quote here from that meeting. Donald Trump talking to these Republicans, the gang that can't shoot straight, and he's got to straighten this gang out. That's part of his job. That's part of the Trump revolution. He said today at the White House, meeting with Republican senators on health care, he confronted Senator Dean Heller, Republican of Nevada, who has expressed his unease with the Obamacare repeal and replace bill. And then he says, the other night I was very surprised when I heard my friends, they really were and are, they might not be very much longer, but that's okay, I think. I have to get to, he says. And then Heller commented, thanks for not looking this way, as he said that. But then Trump said this, no, you didn't go out there. This was the one we were worried about. You weren't there, but you're going to be, look. He wants to remain a senator, doesn't he? Okay. And I think the people of your state, which I know very well, I think they're going to appreciate what you hopefully will do. Any senator who votes against starting debate is telling America you're fine with Obamacare. So that's Donald Trump lowering the boom on Senator Heller, saying, you do want to remain a senator, don't you? Very good. And I like the fact, Paul, that for people that are worried that Donald Trump may not be as bold, as brave, and as independent as I am sure that he is, when you take on the CIA, you are showing you can take on as big a dog as there is.
Yeah, exactly.
Ordering the CIA around shows you have a lot of courage. And some more good news. I'll throw some more good news in here. I'm going to keep a track here on the call board to see if anybody's calling in. 800-313-9443. And let me type a note here to the engineer. As you folks call in, here's some more good news. The Supreme Court, we learned today, has pronounced that the refugee ban can be enforced. Good. So here's the decision that came down there, or the state of affairs. The Supreme Court gave the Trump administration a partial victory today, Wednesday, permitting it to enforce the temporary refugee ban announced in Executive Order 13780. And by the way, folks, for you know all of you out there that are constitutionalists, of course, what's wrong with this picture? The Supreme Court permitting the president to exercise his powers? Something wrong with that picture, isn't it? It's the Supreme Court is not the president. And they have no business permitting or not permitting the president to invoke his powers and use his powers. But, you know, this is the world. This is the way it is. In any event, they are permitting him. Let's see here. The order states Justices Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch would have stayed the district court order in its entirety. That is, they would have overturned the decision by a appeals court to stop, to block Donald Trump in exercising his authority, his duly constituted constitutional authority to be the president. So there's a little bit of good news there, and already Justice Gorsuch paying off big already. Let me go to this book, Devil's Bargain. Let me go to my copy here, my Kindle copy, and I'll just share a little bit of it with you. He says, Joshua Green, the author, says, well, it is easier to turn paper pages than to turn computer pages, but here we go. a little bit quicker turning pages with your finger than waiting for your computer to wake up. Come on, Amazon, I just paid you $13 for this book. You can do better than this. He says that he met Steve Bannon in 2011. And he met Steve Bannon, met Joshua Green when Green did a big piece on Sarah Palin. It turns out Steve Bannon saw the piece. He loved it. And Steve Bannon at the time was a film producer. And now it turns out, by the way, Steve Bannon has had a very interesting career that includes the Navy. It includes a big Wall Street position and big jobs in entertainment and then in media with creating Breitbart or running Breitbart. Anyway, Bannon loved this piece by Joshua Green, and he said, come on over to the studio. And that began a friendship or a correspondence between the two, a friendship. And he said that he became aware when he met Steve Bannon that Steve Bannon was impassioned about the power of the Tea Party movement, still a gathering force. And he was very excited about Palin's place in the vanguard of a new populist conservatism. And so he was revving up here to do what he has ended up doing here with Donald Trump. And he says, I'll skip over here to a little bit. But he says in this introduction, he says, As I had this friendship with Steve Bannon, I had no idea. When I began the research on this book, which has covered 6 years, I had no idea that Steve Bannon would be propelled, would travel with Donald Trump into the White House. And even when this was happening, when the primaries were going, Joshua Green did not share the enthusiasm of this radio show or the conviction that Trump, in fact, was going to clean everybody's clock and win. He said, I'd like to be able to say that I saw this coming, but that would be entirely untrue. Never did I imagine that Trump would win the Republican nomination. And then it goes on. I'll finish that paragraph right after this break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks, and let me just share a little of this. This book is now number one on Amazon, and for that reason, it's important, just because it is number one, and millions of people will read it. It will be quoted endlessly, and I think it's overall, it's good for us. I'll give you a more detailed opinion tomorrow after I've read every word of it, but my initial glimpse is that it's good for us. The Joshua Green is not He's not a big fan of Donald Trump. He makes little catty little shots at Donald Trump, indicating he doesn't really believe in him, in his sincerity and things like this, which we on this show utterly believe in Donald Trump's sincerity and his greatness as a man. Joshua Green doesn't share that. Nevertheless, I think the book is good. And, of course, I mentioned last night, one of the things in the book, Joshua Green in the whole book, doesn't mention Russiagate. Now, I'm relying on other people's opinion on this since I haven't read every page, but he doesn't mention Russiagate. So here's a book. The man has spent years writing it, going in great detail on the smallest things. And the fact that he doesn't put Russiagate in as a chapter or even a topic in the book is really proof positive that there ain't nothing there. There is no Russiagate. It's a made-up Kroc. Now, here I'm reading from his preface to the book. He says, "I'd like to be able to say that I saw this coming," that is the Trump phenomenon, "but that would be entirely untrue. Never did I imagine that Trump would win the Republican nomination, would install Bannon to run his campaign, or would defeat Hillary Clinton in the general election. Only in hindsight did it become clear that Bannon had a better feel for the American electorate's anxieties than almost anyone else in the arena, save perhaps Donald Trump. This book is an attempt to go back and tell the story from the beginning, charting its unlikely origins, and following the two men whose partnership was its epicenter, how they came together, how they triumphed, and how their relationship, the seeds of this effort are the 20-plus hours of interviews I conducted over 8 months with Bannon and his associates in Washington and Florida. I've also drawn on dozens of conversations, blah, blah, blah. Trump granted me a wide-ranging 90-minute interview in his Trump Tower office shortly after he locked up the Republican nomination. And he has conducted interviews with Reince Priebus, Jeff Sessions, Sean Spicer, Stephen Miller, David Bossie, Kellyanne Conway, Newt Gingrich, Rudy Giuliani, Roger Stone, and Nigel Farage. So that's going to be interesting. There are other books coming out on the exact same topic. So we are waiting for a book from somebody who – I'd like to see a book from somebody like Nigel Farage. No, Roger Stone has a book out, and I'll get Roger Stone's book is also covering the same topic, how Trump won. So I definitely want to get Roger Stone's take on it, and I'll share that with you also here on the radio. Let's go to the stories that Breitbart, Steve Bannon's news outlet, what it's featuring today. Let me go to their top stories here. I won't cover, I'm not going to cover all of these. The judge who has halted the planned auction of Madonna's used panties. I won't cover that story. Senator John McCain, of course, this is a story most of you have noticed. John McCain diagnosed with a brain tumor, and that explains some things. And I was talking with a Patriot friend in Arizona today. It will be important to make sure that Arizona puts a Patriot in. Jeff Flake, not exactly a Patriot, puts a Patriot in John McCain's slot if John McCain, in fact, has to step down. We've got a caller that we'll have on the air right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. And we've got a caller, Dan, in Washington. And Dennis, if you want to call back, we lost you, Dennis, in... I don't know where you were, Dennis, but we lost you at Dan in Washington. If you'll hang on. Here's something that came out today that's darned interesting. The New York Times did an interview with President Trump, which they published today. They did the interview today. Get this. This is wonderful. Again, indicating the measure, the greatness of the man, his genuineness. He tells you what he thinks. Listen to how powerful this is. President Trump said on Wednesday to the New York Times, sitting at the Resolute desk made from the timbers of the HMS Resolute, which was a desk John Kennedy sat at, said on Wednesday that he never would have appointed Attorney General Jeff Sessions had he known Mr. Sessions would recuse himself from overseeing the Russia investigation that has dogged his presidency, calling the decision, quote, very unfair to the president, unquote. Man, this guy speaks his mind. Then he said, in a remarkable public break with one of his earliest political supporters, Mr. Trump complained that Mr. Sessions' decision ultimately led to the appointment of a special counsel that should not have happened. Quote, this is quoting our president, Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job, and I would have picked somebody else, Mr. Trump said. And I agree, by the way, with all of that. In a wide-ranging interview with the New York Times, the president also accused James Comey, the FBI director he fired in May, of trying to leverage a dossier of compromising material to keep his job. Now, that's a shot across the bow. Mr. Trump criticized both the acting FBI director, who has been filling in since Mr. Comey's dismissal, and the deputy attorney general, that's Rosenstein, who recommended it. And he took on, no shyness here, he also took on Robert S. Mueller, the special counsel now leading the investigation into Russian meddling in last year's election. Mr. Trump said Mr. Mueller was running an office rife with conflicts of interest and warned investigators against delving into matters too far afield from Russia. Mr. Trump never said in this interview that he would order the Justice Department to fire Mr. Mueller, nor would he outline circumstances under which he might do so. But he left open the possibility, as he expressed deep grievance over an investigation that has taken a political toll in the 6 months since he took office. Asked if Mr. Mueller's investigation would cross a red line if it expanded to look at his family's finances beyond any relationship to Russia, Mr. Trump said, I would say yes. He would not say what he would do about it. Quote, I think that's a violation. Look, this is about Russia. I'll skip through a little of this. He said, he talked about his conversations with Vladimir Putin. Interesting stuff there. But then he gets down here. At this interview was conducted in the Oval Office at that Resolute desk. Only Hope, his aide, Hope Hicks, was there from his staff. And this session, the interview with the New York Times today, was sandwiched between a White House lunch with Republican senators, we talked about at the beginning of the show, and an event in the Made in America week that Donald Trump has inaugurated. Over the course of 50 minutes, the often fiery Mr. Trump demonstrated his more amiable side, joking about holding hands with the president of France and musing about having a military parade down a main avenue in Washington. In other words, he liked that event on the Champs-Élysées, and he'd like to duplicate it in Washington. He took satisfaction that unemployment has fallen and stock markets have risen to record highs on his watch. At one point, his daughter Ivanka arrived at the doorway with her daughter Arabella, who ran to her grandfather and gave him a kiss. He greeted the six-year-old girl as baby. He left little doubt during the interview that the Russia investigation remains a sore point. His peek at Mr. Sessions in particular seemed fresh even months after the attorney general's recusal. Mr. Sessions was the first senator to endorse Mr. Trump's candidacy and was rewarded with a key cabinet slot. There's a quote from President Trump today. Jeff Sessions takes the job, gets into the job, recuses himself, which frankly I think is very unfair to the president. How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? If he would have recused himself before the job, I would have said, thanks, Jeff, but I'm not going to take you. It's extremely unfair, and that's a mild word to the president. So his feeling is even stronger than it's unfair. Then he also he took some shots at James Comey, some shots at Robert Mueller, and he also takes a shot at Rosenstein. Let me see if I can find that shot. It's very, very good stuff here. The president expressed discontent with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, a former federal prosecutor from Baltimore. When Mr. Sessions recused himself, the president said he was irritated to learn where his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, was from. quote, there are very few Republicans in Baltimore, if any. He said a predominantly Democratic city. In other words, Donald Trump got T-boned by Rosenstein. So callers and listeners to the show who are concerned about appointments and, you know, this guy, like, where did Rosenstein come from? Well, for Donald Trump, Rosenstein came from out of the blue, too. In other words, Trump is one man. He puts his pants on one leg at a time. Each of these people in this giant behemoth of the executive branch who appears like Rosenstein is not personally picked and carefully reviewed by Donald Trump. No, he can't do all of that stuff. So here it is. He finds out who's this guy Rosenstein, who's now also recusing himself. He complained. Let's see here. Well, Rosenstein, what Rosenstein did, of course, was he also recused himself and then appointed a special counsel, Mr. Mueller, who's James Comey's best friend. So Donald Trump really got T-boned in that sequence of events, from Sessions to Rosenstein to Mueller. And what can you say? And I think he's handled it very, very well. There's nothing there. It's a nothing burger. Mueller's got a nothing burger. But it really has created a huge distraction for the Trump presidency. But Trump has gone on to, you know, do remarkable things in spite of that. But it would be good to get this over with and get it out of the way. That's a remarkable interview, Paul, with the New York Times. No sort of kissy face, happy talk there. He tells you what he thinks. Let's go to a caller, Dan in Washington. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Thanks for taking the call. I kind of had a side question for Mr. Fromm from Canada.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a comment first, though. I hope Sessions stays in the cabinet, though. Hopefully this is a kind of a deep game to kind of discredit the investigation and not a sign that him and Sessions aren't getting along, because I think Sessions has been pretty good on the immigration issue for a very long time.
Yeah, Sessions was a great – I don't want to interrupt your question to Paul, but Sessions was a great senator from Alabama. And a great patriot, very, very strong on the immigration issue. But it was really, what would you say, naive? Just a tremendous blunder on Sessions' part. You know, like, probably, a bad case of white guy, nice guy, that he recused himself. You know, this is power politics, and he wasn't put in there to, be a Boy Scout. And, you know, recuse himself and make sure that, you know, he's got a lead. He's got to shut that thing down. He is the attorney general. And when he recused himself, that was a tremendously naive blunder by Jeff Sessions. But go ahead, Dan. Yeah, what was your question for Paul?
Oh, yeah, I would agree. And I would add, too, I'm not sure I'd know this Rosenstein or care for him. And he's the one that kind of fills a lot of the departments, which I'm not too happy about either. I don't know. But anyway, Mr. Fromm, I used to travel to Canada a lot, and I used to kind of compare the propaganda between, say, NPR and CBC up there. And it's very similar, kind of a anti-white, basically, propaganda. But I remember hearing the story about the Native First Island women that were being killed up there, like, and they made it seem like he was, I mean, the whole story was a hoax. For like 2 years, he kept hearing about all these women that disappeared. And then finally at the end, it comes out it was just basically Indian guys, you know, doing it. But they made it sound like it was a bunch of white guys, like, killing Indian women. And
You're right. The media here is just chokingly politically correct. And you're talking about a very interesting issue. It's called the murdered and missing women. And the two politicians in the Liberal Party set up a royal commission. All of them are Indian or half-breed, and they've got over $58 million to investigate this issue of the murdered and missing Indian women and girls. They haven't really even got off the ground, and they spent a lot of money, and they're in complete disarray, and people are resigning, et cetera, et cetera. It's actually two separate issues, and they're both very simple. Yes, Indian women are murdered at about four times the rate of white women. And the RCMP did an investigation, and did report at the end of 2014. It's all very simple, of about 1,100 Indian women who've been murdered since 1982, I think. Over 70, most of the cases have been solved, and over 75% of the killers are either are Indians. They're either their fathers or their boyfriends or their husbands or their lovers, and very often alcohol and drugs are responsible, are involved. So we don't need a royal commission to study that. The Indians ought to get together among themselves and say, well, what are we doing wrong? We should be telling our men to respect women more. Maybe they ought to keep off the booze and the drugs. I mean, it's Indians killing each other. It's just like the Negroes in the United States. Black Lives Matter. Hey, don't tell me. Tell a fellow black. The biggest danger to a Negro male 16 to 30 is another Negro male killing him. It isn't going to be a white man killing him, or even cancer or heart attack. So that's the murdered women, the missing women. Okay. A lot of Indian women go missing. Now, what do they realistically expect white society to do? Well, I suppose we could all lock them up. Well, that's not a solution. Or put an ankle bracelet on each one. Well, that doesn't seem very fair either. What about the natives setting up their own buddy system for each female? Many women tend to wander off the reservation, go to a big city like Winnipeg or Vancouver, get into drugs, boozing, prostitution, and sometimes they disappear. They get murdered, or who knows what happens to them. But as usual, it's blame the white man. They keep calling themselves a First Nations. Well, then act like a nation. Take care of your own folks. That would be my opinion. But you're quite right. Our prostitute press is pounding the drums all the time for all the poor Native people.
It was just interesting. It was just like Black Lives Matter, because they left those facts out of it, and they were trying to portray it as a problem of racism, of white people doing it. And it went on for like 2 years. I was listening to that on that CBC, and I'm like, what is going on here, you know? And it just turned into a big, I guess, what's your opinion? Is the media worse up there or here as far as NPR or CBC, would you say?
Well, you know, up until very recently, I would have said the CBC. We call it the Communist Broadcasting Corporation. However, I tune on CNN almost every day when I have breakfast. I must say, most of the time, it is 55. Well, most of the time, it's just nonstop defamation of Donald Trump. There's no other news in the world. When I turn on the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, at least I find out some other news, like we've got all sorts of forest fires out of control in British Columbia, and maybe something happened overseas. I mean, there's at least a little bit of difference. CNN is a nonstop hysterical rant against the President of the United States.
Yeah, I noticed that too. CBC would actually cover more real things a little bit more, like their budget numbers or things happening around the world that were, it was actually still a little bit more news-like, I guess. But it's better than NPR up there, I think, a little bit. But it's still, you still do have the propaganda up there. You know, I'd say it's about equal, but...
Yeah, well, they're neck and neck, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Ooh, another question, I guess, who's more in the kind of protecting white, you know, culture up there? Is it the British Canadians or the Francophones, as you call them, or the French Canadians? Because they seem pretty tribal up there, those French
Canadians,
Their separatist movement, though, is very badly led because they're not real nationalists. They just hate the English, and so they welcome you if you're a Vietnamese or a Moroccan or an Algerian or a Haitian. As long as you speak French, you're okay. These are two official parties. There don't stand up for racial nationalism. That's a misunderstanding. I think a lot of people have.
Thank you very much, Dan, for calling.
Sorry for the background noise there.
Dan, we're going to come back after this break here with some more news. Stay tuned, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And, Gene, we're just down to one segment. I want to give you a couple, just a couple items here before we have to go. And kind of weave things together. I like to sort of, by the end of the show, have sort of a theme to the show. Ben Carson, our Secretary of HUD, appointed by Donald Trump, he gave an exclusive interview to Breitbart today. And there's an amazing thing that comes out of that interview. Very good interview. Ben Carson, very good man. Ben Carson says in the interview, he notes, I am the only Senate-confirmed person in the entire HUD building. He's all by himself. Almost 6 months into the Trump presidency, Ben Carson has no staff, no helpers. He says, I fantasize about the whole concept of having some assistant secretaries and a deputy secretary, he said wistfully. I'm sure they'll come someday. In the meantime, we're not letting that stop us. Well, of course, it is stopping you, Ben. I mean, that's nice, optimistic words. But this is the slow walk and the obstructionism of the Democrats. So the theme I want to close the show with is this. Donald Trump, his greatness. Donald Trump is carrying this on his own shoulders much more than he should have to be doing. We talked about, you know, errors that the rest of us have made or opportunities that we've missed to be part of a team. Jeff Sessions made an error. Great man, very good man, Jeff Sessions. But he made an error when he recused himself without checking with the, you know, the team leader, Donald Trump. And when he recused himself, he knew he was passing the power to Rod Rosenstein, who is not a Trump man and not even a patriot. And he is, you know, as some would define that term. So Jeff Sessions, what a big mistake, handing the power to Rod Rosenstein, who then he also does not, he's not a Trump man, so, you know, no surprise here, but he doesn't check with Trump before he appoints a special counsel and creates so much difficulty for Donald Trump. So this Ben Carson story illustrating how alone Donald Trump is and what our role is, what I envisage for this show and all of us patriots out there, find ways that we can blend in, that we can become part of the Trump team and help him overcome this immense juggernaut of hatred, vituperation, and opposition that he is facing. And then let us not, you know, don't fantasize that he's got, that Donald Trump has got some great big army of people, you know, working for him. It's amazing, Paul, how alone he has been over these 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who have let him down.
Well, and you know, we're learning as we go here. He's learning as he goes. He's never been president before. There's no training for this job. So the this is what I would take away from the show today. Also, let's weave Steve Bannon into this. You know, one of the ways the media is attacking Bannon is to, you know, try to imply that he's you know, he's super important in the Trump. He's very important. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But the genius here is Donald Trump, and we salute him here on this show. We'll see you tomorrow with more. Paul, thank you. See you tomorrow night, folks.
Okie doke.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.